Are Your Words Causing Others to Stumble? Written by Lynette Kittle and read by Kelly Givens. Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Matthew 16:23. If you were Peter, how would you feel to have Jesus turn to you and say what he said to him in Matthew 16:23? If one of the 12 apostles could have been a mouthpiece for Satan, does it cause you to consider the possibility of the evil one trying to speak to others through your words too? But maybe you wouldn't have been so bold as to take Jesus aside and rebuke him for speaking of his upcoming death and resurrection, saying, "Never, Lord, this shall never happen to you." Of course, Jesus was really addressing Satan, who was behind Peter's words. But still, the realization of who was influencing what was coming out of his mouth must have been hard for Peter to swallow. Like Peter, it's so easy to believe an idea or thought is your own, not realizing how the enemy of your soul works to influence others through what you say. Like most Christians, it's easy to be naive of how Satan may be attempting to discourage God's will in another individual's life or trip them up in some way through your mouth. Yet Peter's example illustrates how it can happen to even those who have a personal, close relationship to Jesus. Most may think it's so obvious to spot Satan's plots, but Scripture describes how the evil one disguises himself, stating, "And no wonder, for Satan masquerades himself as an angel of light." Like Peter's words could come across as just a concerned friend trying to calm Jesus down from talking about a coming death and resurrection, you may believe you're just being helpful and advising friends. Yet in reality, you may be oblivious of how the enemy is at work through your conversation to motivate someone to stumble away from God's will. In trying to help guide a family member, friend, or coworker away from something you think is off track in their lives, having the best of intentions and trying to encourage them in the right direction, you could unknowingly be pointing them toward man's will rather than God's will. In Romans 14:13, we see that Scripture cautions us, saying, "Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or sister." So how do you keep from being a stumbling block through your words? 1 John 2:10 states, "Anyone who loves their brother and sister lives in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble." A key to not becoming a stumbling block is to stay in the light of Christ by staying in prayer and obeying his word. As you do, 2 Thessalonians 3:3 states the Lord is faithful and will strengthen and protect you from the evil one.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.